After a nearly 10-hour hearing, 54-year-old Eric Menendez, who appeared virtually from state prison in San Diego, was denied parole. He's now one step further from freedom since his conviction more than 30 years ago. Eric and his older brother Lyle admitted to brutally shooting and killing their parents in their Beverly Hills home in 1989. Outlining the decision, Commissioner Robert Barton explained that the seriousness of the crime was not the main reason for the denial. It was about his behavior in prison, citing more than a dozen violations, including illegally using cell phones, drug smuggling, and engaging in tax fraud.
The bad behavior, all of that indicated that Eric Menendez could still pose a risk to society, and they ultimately, unsurprisingly, denied parole.
Eric's extended family says the outcome is not what they hoped for.
Not many people get out on parole on their first try, so it wasn't entirely a surprise, but it is still very disappointing.
L.A. County District Attorney Nathan Hochman, who repeatedly opposed the brothers' release, commended the parole board for its decision. Ahead of Thursday's outcome, California Governor Gavin Newsom said he's avoided taking a side in the brothers' parole.
I have not watched any documentary. I have not watched anything that has come out on the Menendez brothers, and I very intentionally avoided that in expectation and anticipation that this might land on my desk. So the facts themselves will speak for themselves.
Eric will have to wait another 3 years before his next parole hearing.
2 years ago, this was not even a possibility. We're still moving forward.
Now, later this morning, the parole board will take on the case of Eric's brother, Lyle. He is now 57 years old. And this could be interesting because Lyle had a much better record in prison. But as the older brother, he was perceived as the mastermind behind the killings.